Alright, we're going to chazer over the second half of last Monday night shiur. Gittin Nun Hei Omid Beis, the fourth wide line. Two dots. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dechsiv, Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tamid, praise is the man who is constantly scared. Umekasha Libo Yipo Vero, Maksha Libo Yipo Vero, and the man whose heart hardens Yipo Vero, he is going to, the evil is going to befall him. As we said, Rashi says, Doeg Liris Hanoilu Choytera Takala Bukachim Esa Zoyz. When it says Mefache, it's someone who's scared, that means everything that he does, he's always looking to the future, saying, "What is the ramifications of my actions today? What takala could possibly happen?" The Zera Yitzchak says that tamid comes from the lashon of that we know you're supposed to be tamid consistently and constantly learning Torah. Shesarach lachzer lehem tamid ulechem bebrachase dershu al divrei Torah. So the real kavanah is not only on divrei Torah, but he's saying that's very important that we have to always be worried that we're going to forget our learning Torah, and we constantly, over and over and over again, have to be worrying that we're going to forget our Torah, and therefore, how do we not forget our Torah? By chazering the Torah. Now, what is the story that happened? Akamtza Bar Kamtza Chor Yerushalayim. The Maisa of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza caused the Chorban Yerushalayim. Atanagoylo, Chor of Tor Malka. The chicken and the rooster, the Maisa, which again the Gemara will explain later these stories. I mean, they'll start with Akamtza Bar Kamtza and then go on. The Chor of Tor Malka, Ashka the Rispak, Chor of Beta. The side of the wagon, that's what caused the Chorban of Beta. What's the story of Akamtza Bar Kamtza? So Akamtza Ubar Kamtza Chorav Yerushalayim. What happened? Dahu Gavra Derachmei Kamtza. There was a person who had a friend, Kamtza. His name was Kamtza. Uval Devove, and he had an enemy, Bar Kamtza. Avat Sudasa, he made a Suda. Amalele Shamei, he told the man who was making the party, told his shamish, told someone who worked for him, a messenger, Zil, I see the Kamtza, go bring me Kamtza. Kamtza was not at the Suda at that point. He said, go bring me Kamtza. Ozel, he went out, I see Bar Kamtza. And he made a mistake, and he brought Bar Kamtza. Also, Ashkeche, the man who was making the Suda came in, and he found, Hava Yosef, that he found this man, Bar Kamtza, who was his enemy, was sitting there. Amalei, he said to him, Michti Ahu Gavra Bal Devava, Ahu Dahu Gavra, who? My boy Socha. He says, what are you, the man, that you're an enemy of the other man, what do you have to do with here? In other words, you're my enemy, this is my house, what are you doing here? Kum Puk, get up and get out. Amalei, so Bar Kamtza told the man who's making the Suda, Hoyol Vasoi Shafkan, being that I'm here anyways, let me stay. And I will give you the value, the money to pay for the amount of what I'm going to eat and what I'm going to drink, the amount of my suda. So the man who's making the suda said, I will not allow you to stay. No good. Amalei, Bar Kamtza said, I'll pay for half of the entire suda. Amalei loit. The man said, no. Amalei Bar Kamtza said again, try it again. Yavin alach to make kula sudasech. I'll pay for your entire suda. Amalei loy. Not accepting it. Nakte biyode v'oikme v'afke. He took him with his hands, he picked him up, stood him up, and threw him out. Now, before we go weiter, let's figure out a little bit here what's going on. As we said on Monday night, what was Bar Kamtza's three offers? His first offer was that I'm sitting here and I'm your enemy. I'm going to eat your food, your drink. I'll pay for it. It won't cost you anything. Man said, no good. He says, okay. I understand that by me sitting here, I'm taking away from your excitement of the Suda. It's your party and you have someone who's your enemy sitting here. So it's taking away from the whole party that you're having here. Fine. I'm masking. I'm willing to pay for half your party. He says, no. He says, listen, I don't want to be embarrassed. I will pay for your entire party. It will not have costed you a penny. And therefore, you have nothing to lose by letting me sit here. You want to make the party? Make it again next week and don't invite me. He says, no. And that's when Rakam says, oh, this is mamish. This is the level of sinas chinam. You hate me for no reason. It's not costing you anything. Why would you embarrass me? And he threw him out. Now, going back to this, the beginning of the Gemara, the words of the Gemara, it says that the Maisa of Kamtza Ubar Kamtza Chorva Yerushalayim. So the Maral asks, others ask as well, it says, what caused the Chorban? Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. So they asked, what do you want from Kamtza? To say that the Chorban happened because of Bar Kamtza, we're going to see soon, Bar Kamtza went and told the Goyish government, and this is the beginning after he went and told Lashon Hara and said they wouldn't accept the Korban, we'll see that soon. That was the beginning that got the ball rolling that caused the Chorban. But Kamtza, he was the man who was beloved by the person who was making the Suda. So what's the problem? Why are you mentioning Kamtza? It should say, the Maisa of Bar Kamtza Chorav Yerushalayim. That's a technicality that there was a mistake, and the reason why he was called is because they were trying to go Kamtza, but he's not a main player. Why is it called Kamtza Ubar Kamtza? So there's a half big immorale. I'm going to read it to you inside. It's unbelievable. First of all, he says, what does Kamtza mean? What does the word Kamtza mean? He says, Kamtza comes from the word of pirud. Pirud means a separation. It means when there's achlus is when people are together. And kamtza, pirud, when there's a separation. And he says, he quotes a pasuk in Vayikra, Beis, it says, v'komat misham by kmitza, you v'komat misham, you take it out from there, kmitza, which means you're separating it one from the other. He brings Rai from the Gemara in Baba Basan Kovzayin, Rabbi Acham Shecholku, and he says the same thing, Shechamehem Mikmotzim. So again, he says the word Kamtza means period, just so you understand, to start with. Now he goes right there. V'yesh lechol is boinin, ma osa Kamtza, what did Kamtza do? Uma pashu, uma chetoi. Sha'amai de Kamtza, chor Yerushalayim. What was Kamtza? What was his chet? What did he do wrong? That we're saying is that the Churban in Yerushalayim happened because of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. That was his question, which we asked before. Avayesh lechol das. You have to know something. Ki aydezeh shahoya ba'ayis edor sinas chinam machloikis. And in that generation, there was tremendous sinas chinam and machloikis. V'derech ha'mochem sheyesh by sinas chinam, in a place that has sinas chinam, what do you do? Shaloikach loy oyev lach like im acher shesheina yesod. In a place that there's a lot of sinas chinam, a lot of hatred, and a lot of machlokes, you don't have each and every individual hating everybody else. What you do is you team up. You take an oyev. You say, you know what, I hate that person. I don't like that person. You go to another fellow, and you say, come with me. Be my friend. Be my oyev. And together we're going to hate him. You have to build it up. You have to get the sinas chinam on a level, and to get machlokes going, you build it up. I mean, we see Kayach. What did Kayach do? Kayach, did something terrible, we know, but he went and built it up. He wasn't going to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't going to go and fight with him. Kayach was creating pirud. He went and got a group of 250 people. He's not going to go by himself. Why didn't he go by himself? You know, that's the way you create more pirud and more machlokes, more dissension amongst people. V'zeh shahoyu rachme kamtza, and that, we said that kamtza was that the man's who was making the suda oyev, zoyse hava atzma hu choloku pirud. Don't get confused. There are, I got a son of fortune that say, that you see that there was some level of ahava v'yachal kamoicha, he had friends. Well, said this ahava is not real ahava. He wasn't an ohov. He was an ohov to create machlokes, to create pirud. That's not ohov. So v'zeh shoyu rachme kamtza zeh ahava atzma ucholok upirud ulefichach, and therefore ha'oyev hazeh nikra kamtza. this person who was quote unquote his oyev, his friend, was called Kamsa. She'ein zeh rak l'skasha b'yachad. He only wanted to connect himself together with this person. K'dei lach like alachem, to argue on others. V'nei apirud v'acholok nema al neschabim yis oyevim al zeh derach v'zehu kamsa ubar kamsa. So that was the problem. The problem was that he took Kamsa as a friend to gang up against Bar Kamsa. That's what was happening. He had a hatred for Bar Kamsa, and he was teaming up with Kamsa to further that hatred, to further that machlokes with Bar Kamsa. Rak, kimisha yesh b'ya machlokes ba'atzma yesh gerua. You can't have machlokes by yourself. It's not yesh gerua. It's very shvach. You know, that doesn't work. Lekach nikir mishal hayu ba machlokes rak shayu mischaber and mishal hayu ba machlokes hayu nikir kamsa. So the one who he's not the actual machlokes bar kamsa was called bar kamsa because he was the actual machlokes. It was the man, the suda. He doesn't have a name. The Gemara doesn't give him a name, but the man who was making the suda and bar kamsa. Bar kamsa means he is the one of the machlokes in the period. Without the bar, just the plain kamsa, he's the side person who is helping the cause of the machlokes and the period. It's interesting that I was discussing with someone who said, you know, Koyach. Koyach was a tzaddik before the whole ma'isa, and we know a child can learn parashas Koyach and say his Koyach was a Russian Marusha, and he did a terrible thing, and there's no question. But Chazal tells he was a tzaddik originally. The Koyach was a big time chacham. He wasn't a chas v'sholom, you know, just a lowlife off the street who came up with this thing. Koyach was something to be dealt with. It ended up, unfortunately, he couldn't see straight, says that he saw with one eye, whatever it is, the pshatim and how where he went wrong, and taka did a terrible thing and a terrible chet. But Koyach wasn't, you know, bad from the beginning. He wasn't bad through and through from the start. He made a terrible mistake. How are you supposed to know when you're doing something? How could you, you know, maybe you get so focused and everyone thinks they're right. Everyone has their own das, their own, you know, how they think. And I'm convinced what I'm doing is right. And I'm convinced I'm doing it l'shem shemayim. How are you supposed to know? So one way should have figured out is, who did he team up with? He teamed up with Dustin and Avir. Dustin and Avir have a track record that we all know. They were Taka Rishon, that they were constantly fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu. That should have been given away. And by the fact that Koyach was ready to take Dotson and Avir as partners, to take the other 250 men, and Taka tried to take big people. The 250 men were not nobodies. I mean, we know that he was going for the big people over there. But Dotson and Avir, when he teamed up with Dotson and Avir, that should have been a heads-up sign to Koyach. Whoa, 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 I'm ready to team up with Dotson and Avir. That means my thinking process is not right, and I should sit down and be quiet and not continue. Right in the morale, Mishahoy b'machlokes atma nikra bar kamsa. So the one who's the connection to the machlokes is called kamsa, and the one who's the actual machlokes is called bar kamsa. With neizeh, nechra Yerushalayim ir hakodesh, and that's what caused the churban Yerushalayim, the holy city, hamaached es Yisrael. Yerushalayim brings Klal Yisrael together. That's the point of Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, these are things that bring Chai Yisrael together, so because of this, it's called the Churban Yerushalayim. Ki Churban Yerushalayim alay sinas chinam u'machoikis. Ki sinas chinam u'machoikis hu hefech ha-mokim u'achad es Yisrael. Because sinas chinam is the opposite of what of causing achdus in Chai Yisrael. V'dafka by sheni, Beis HaMikdash sheni, chorv alay sinas chinam. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Sinas Chinam. Neshe Yoyse Royu, she achas bi Yisrael Mikdash Sheni, she haya cholak bi Yisrael. There is more reason by the second bias, that the bias Sheni, it should be achas in Yisrael, k'mo she yib mitash rishon, she Yisrael mechulakim l'shonim l'shnayim, Yisrael bi Yehuda. Because by the bias Sheni, Klal Yisrael was split into two already, Yisrael and Yehuda, they were split. What was one of the five differences? There were five differences between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us one of them is in the first Beis HaMikdash the Shekhinah was there, and the second Beis HaMikdash the Shekhinah was no longer there. The second Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, and there was second Beis HaMikdash. But the Shekhinah would no longer reside there. As I said in the Gemara. So he's saying is, a Mikdash, it's still a place, a Mokan that's Miyuchad, that down here there's a connection to upstairs. When the Beis HaMikdash is in complete capacity, and everything is working, it says the Mikdash, everything gets upstairs and downstairs, up there in Shemayim, and down here there's a direct connection. It's a holy place, and if everything, you bring Karbonis in it, but there is something missing. It says that it still had 100% Kedushin. If you went to the Kodesh Kedushin, you would die on Yom Kippur, say, if you didn't go, if you weren't allowed to go. All those that went in, and you had 100% Kedusha. But the Shekhinah wasn't there on that same level. That's what they say, that some Sefer says, that Shiva Asa B'Tamas, once Shiva Asa B'Tamas, the 17th Tamas, that was the breach of the walls of the first Beis HaMikdash. The question that some Sefer asks is that it doesn't really seem to shtim. Well, everything that we do, when something bad happens, and then something else bad happens after that, nowadays, we look back to the last thing that happened. Of course, we mourn over the first Beis HaMikdash also, but we take into account most the second Beis HaMikdash. That's what's closer to us. So he wants to know is why we have Shiva Asa B'Tamas, which goes back on the first Beis HaMikdash. So some Sefer answers, because what happened by Shiva Asa B'Tamas, by the breach of the first wall, that's when the Shekhinah left. The Gemara tells that's when the Shekhinah left. And that Shekhinah never came back. If the Shekhinah would have come back after that, if you would have had that the Shekhinah came back by a second Beis, then we discount that terrible thing that happened because it returned. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But we had the second Beis HaMikdash. So when the second Beis HaMikdash, we don't have to mourn directly over the first Beis HaMikdash anymore because we had a replacement. But he says the Shekhinah never came back, and that's why Shiva Asa B'Tamas goes still even on the first Beis HaMikdash. So he says, the Mikdash Sheini, and what was the Maila of the Mikdash Sheini? So the first Beis HaMikdash was the Maila was they had the Shekhinah. The Mikdash, the Maila that they had during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Maila stood, was there was Achdus in Klal Yisrael. That was the Maila. Ulefichach, Mikdash Rishon Nechrav, Ayde Aveir Shein Tuma, that the first Beis HaMikdash was Charev, was destroyed by Aveirish that caused Tuma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheir B'nei HaMaseich HaTuma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rest when there's Tuma there. So, the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah was there. That was the biggest Maila. When Klal Yisrael did the Gilei Rashi Chadam Avodah Zarah, they brought Tumah into the place. That's what caused the Shekhinah to leave. Now the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. These three are specifically called Tumma, and that was the cause of the Kedishin of the Shavuot. So all these three things have a lashon of Tumma, and Tumma is what makes the Shekhinah leave, and that's why the first Beis HaMikdash is called. And that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because it's in Naschinah. It caused a period, a separation amongst Klal Yisrael. No more achdus, no more togetherness. Shezeh my losam in mikdashini. That was the maila that they had. So what is the moral telling us? Sin HaSinu is a terrible thing. But Sin HaSinu cannot be compared to Gilei Rayis V'Chadam Avodah Zarah. So he's explaining is, that if I build a structure, I have a building, and I put a foundation down, and the foundation is made of tissue boxes, okay? Now, tissue boxes might not be so important, but if I take away those tissue boxes, the building is going to fall. And it doesn't mean the tissue boxes are inherently the most important thing in the world. Not that Sinas Chinim is a good thing, but Avodah Zarah are terrible to the utmost. We know that. They're the Gimel Averis Chamuras. Sinas Chinim is a terrible chet, but enough to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Why? He says, because that was what they had that got them the Beis HaMikdash. The foundation of the second Beis HaMikdash was built on Klal Yisrael's Achdus. When Klal Yisrael had Achdus, they had no more Shekhinah. The Shekhinah wasn't there anymore. Shekhinah itself is something that brings Klal Yisrael together. But they weren't there because they had the Shekhinah anymore. Now that they had Achdus, that brought down the Beis HaMikdash. Once they destroyed that Achdus, they destroyed that infrastructure, they took away their foundation, no more Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash automatically fell. Just like the Maila of the first Beis HaMikdash, The Shekhinah was resting amongst them. The Ma'ilah was that they were one. Yetzer Hara's job is to cause clients to do chet. So during the first bias, what did the Yetzer Hara do? He went after them to bring tumah into the world, to get rid of the Shekhinah, the foundation. To get rid of the Yetzer Hara says, oh, I'm going to make them do avodah zarah, get a rashi chazamim. And that's going to cause the tumah to go away. The foundation will fall. There will no longer be a foundation. The first bias will be destroyed. That was Yetzer Hara said, oh, you know how I'm going to get them? They could have been doing that stuff. But that's not what's going to bring down this Beis HaMikdash. What's going to bring down the second Beis HaMikdash is Sinas Chinam. Chiluk and period. With Vorm Eli Yikarim Ubrumoi, he says these are beautiful words in Bar. This is the pshat. This is half of the words he's saying. It's really something to be taken into account to think about what the Yisrael of the Churban Bayis Sheni was, what Sinas Chinam is. Other Mefarshim explained that the cause was that when Klal Yisrael not one, it's not the pshat that's great enough to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but rather, when the Klal Yisrael not one, the Beis HaMikdash really only applies to Klal Yisrael as one unit. When Klal Yisrael is not one unit, then there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's not a cause and effect that it's a terrible aver, but it's a metzius. You need Klal Yisrael to be one unit to have the Beis HaMikdash. But the words of the Maral are really eye-opening about what's happening over here. So we understand that Kamsa, someone tells you the Maisa of Kamsa by Kamsa, who cares about Kamsa? Kamsa was part of it. Because Kamsa was the Ohov who was making, he was a friend of the man who was making the Suda just to create Chiluk and period. That was the Yisai. Let's go a little bit weiter. Well, it was definitely mass over here. No, there was. That's what the Maral says clearly, that the this was a place. It was a mokim of period, a mokim of sinless name. It wasn't that there was one story of a name of a man Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, two people who we know were involved in the story, and you know that's what it's caused. No, he says that's the whole b'say. He says that there was a mokim that had this terrible trait of sinas china and chiluk and period, and because of that, that's why the man making the suda took himself a partner, a friend called Kamsa, so he can hate together. They can team up against Bar Kamsa. So it was. He doesn't say what numbers and what percentages, but it was in masses. That was the minik hamokim, so to say. Unfortunately, okay. The fourth line on top and then Rabbah and Aleph. So he threw him out. So Omar Bar Kamsa said, "Hoy Rabbi Yasri Rabbanan," being that the Rabbanan were sitting and didn't say anything, and they didn't come and argue. Shmamina kanichale is mashma that they agreed with it. And we explained on Monday that it could be that they didn't even. The other says that they didn't even see it, the chachamim. But when something happens to somebody and they get embarrassed or something happens, they think everybody's looking. They think they're that important that, oh, everyone must have seen it. He says that again. Some of them say that they saw, they didn't say anything because they thought that obviously if he hated him, there was a good reason. There's many different reasons. But the Ben Yad says, they didn't see, they didn't know. But this is what Bar Kamsa thought anyways. Ezo Echabo Kurtza. He went and brought Lashon Hara, slander, to the Malchus. Azalam alay le Kesar, he told the Kesar, Mordu b'ach Yudoi, that they're being murdered in you, that you should know the Jews, that they're coming to rebel against you. They're not with you, they're coming to, that Mordu b'ach. Amalei mi yemar. Who says so? Kesar said, who says so? Amalei. Shadalu kurbana. Chodas imakir bin lei. Send them a carbon. Go ahead. Send them an animal to Shech to bring for a carbon. And let's see if they'll be makrivit. Azal shada biyade egla tilsa. So he sent an egla tilsa. What's an egla tilsa? So Taisus says, egla tilsa, the Taisus over there on the top, there's only one. כמו ישלישי מלכולוי, כמו אגלה משולשס, ואייל משולש, פיריש בייה וטייב. It means a very good eagle. He sent them a high quality. They say a lot of times the third animal is the strongest one. It could be a third, different pshatim. But we're talking about a very vishar shlishi. The best, the third one, they say is the best animal that comes out of the third vlad, the third child animal, the baby animal that comes out of an animal is the best one. But it was a good one. He sent it. So Bar Kamtza made a mum in it before he sent it to Klai Yisrael. He took it, he was the messenger, he took it from the Melech, from the Kesar, and he made a mum in it. He made a cut in his lip, and some say, he gave him cataracts to the animal, but he made a mum that was something that would be a problem bringing to the Beis HaMikdash. Duchtel didan have a mum, well, they do lab mumahu. And it was something that was not considered a mum by the Kesar, but was considered a mum for Klai Yisrael. What does that mean? So Rashi says the second top line, last two words on the line. L'detu loy have muma l'hakav l'gevaya b'boma detu el mechusu ever. To bring something on a boma. This was going into the Beis Hamikdash. So to bring a boma, to bring an animal on a boma to be makariv, it has to be actually missing an entire limb. If it's not missing an entire limb, you can be makariv it. So, but over here, they were bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash. There, here, even a cut in the lip or cataracts would cause the carbon to be null and void. And therefore, that was what that Bar Kamtza's chap was. He was sending an animal that the Kesar would say is, I know this is a good animal, why aren't you shechting it? But Klai Yisrael would not be allowed to shecht it in the Beis Hamikdash. That was his chap. Savar Rabbanan lekarve mishum shalei malchus. The Rabbanan contemplated to shecht it, even though they're not allowed to, but because of the shalei malchus, they have peace in the malchus, they contemplated. Amalu Rav Chaya ben Avkulas, Yemu bali mumen kriven lagai medeach. You can't, because then others are going to say, oh look, you're allowed to bring. Oh, you see, the Chacham and Paskin that if you bring an animal that has a split lip or a cataract in its eye, you're allowed to bring it, because you brought it. So you can't do that. So then, where they came up with another suggestion, Savor, they thought, maybe Lemikdalei, Velei Lezel, Velema, they thought to kill Bar Kamtza, so you shouldn't go back and tell. If you can go back and tell them that you should know, okay, so listen here, they didn't want to accept your carbon, that's very disrespectful to the Malchus to do that. And then people are going to say that if someone wants to bring a carbon that has a mum on it, we're going to kill him. Bar Kamtza brought a carbon, he brought an animal, and it had a split lip or a different small defect, and we killed him. You can't have people saying that either. What he did by his being an onov, some explained that he's being an onov, or that he said that he wasn't ready to go forward and say I don't care, we're gonna kill Bar Kamtza. That's what caused the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Back to the story. This was a side point, just that you should know this is what caused it, that he should have done something. They shouldn't have done this. Shadar aloya l'niru and Kesar. So they sent it to Niru and Kesar. Kikasi shadar gira l'mizrach asanof Yerushalayim. He shot an arrow to the east and it fell in Yerushalayim. L'mayriv asanof Yerushalayim. He shot an arrow to the west and it also fell in Yerushalayim. L'ar baruch ha-shamayim asanof Yerushalayim. It fell, he shot to all four directions, and all of them, he shot one way, and the arrow took a U-turn, or a left turn, or a right turn, and they all went towards Jerusalem. So he says, oh, this is a pretty much a telltale sign that God wants me to go in and destroy Jerusalem. Amalei li'nuka pasuk li psukech. Tell me a pasuk that you're learning. Amalei v'nasakis nikmasi be'edoim v'yan ami Yisrael. That they're going to come bring in a comma. A Klai Yisrael is going to get hurt, and he's going to be in a come against Klai Yisrael through Edom. Amar kochibrihu boy lachruve beise boy lachruve yadeha bahu gavra. And he says that the point is to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but the Ibn Shalom is going to clean up that person. In other words, the person is going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, though, the Ibn Shalom is going to get rid of him too. He says, I don't want to be the one that's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and then he's going to get taken care of by the Ibn Shalom. Arak, he ran away, v'ozel, v'yigayer, v'nofak minere meyer. He went, he was Megayer, and from him he was Eichet to have, Reb Meir came out of him because he did this. There's a different shot him in the first one when they shot the arrow towards the east. What was the point in shooting the arrow to the east? Now, to shoot it to the west and see that it made a U-turn and went all the way back to the east is one thing. And this, you know, but what was the point in the east? Some say that he shot from far enough away that by Derech HaTeva, it shouldn't have reached Yerushalayim. And this happened and it reached into Yerushalayim. But the Ben Yehuda says that that's not the pshat. He said the pshat is that he wanted to see if Ribbono Shel Olam was on their side. First step is that if I'm going to go attack them, is Ribbono Shel Olam on their side? If Ribbono Shel Olam is on the side, even if he's standing a foot away and he shoots an arrow, we know that Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, and he can make an arrow that's going straight, he can make it go a different way. So by the fact that nothing, B'derech HaTeva, that nothing changes at that one. He shot that one, it went like a normal arrow, that showed him that the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't going to stop him. When he shot to the other directions, and it went into Eretz Yisrael, that showed that not only the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't going to stop him, but the Ribbono Shel Olam was going to help him even. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted this to happen. And that's the state of the four different arrows. Let's stop over here, we'll say a quick thing on the parasha. Parasha begins, Ish Kiyida Nedal Hashem, Ayishav Ashur Olasa and Yisrael Nafshe, we talk about Nedarim. What is the Yisoid of Nidarim? And then it talks about Midyan, destroying Midyan. Nikon Nikmas Nesom Esa Midyanim Achat Yosef Elamecha. What is the connection between Nidarim and Midyan? The Avninezer says, and says, Ish Gida Neder, says, what is the pshat that a mouth can have such a koyach? You can take something that is mutter, and by using your mouth, you can make it usr. You can say that this becomes usr. You can make it hektish. He says that if someone is careful with his mouth, he's careful what comes out of his mouth, he makes his mouth into a clay, a keli like of the mikdash. The same way the kelim of the mikdash had the koyach of kedusha to be a kaddish karbonis, when they used the kelim, there was an inherent kedusha in the kelim. So the mouth can have that same koyach of kedusha, that you can take something that was mundane, something that wasn't important, something that was mutter to eat, something that was mutter, something you can mekadish it, you can say this is mekadish to Ribbono Shel Olam, you can give tzedakah, which you mekadish, which you no longer, you make it, they take it out of the concept of divrei chulin, and you make it into divrei kedusha. Shimon Schwab explains that he says that it's unbelievable that the koyach of words. When I'm thinking in my mind and you're thinking in your mind, our two thoughts come together. We can understand what's in my mind and your mind with words. Without words, there's no meaning. Well, how do we connect? That connection is with our words. But you should know, only Klal Yisrael have the koyach to make a neder. To make something, the koyach of a neder applies to Klal Yisrael. The koyach layach of the varay applies only to Klal Yisrael. That you shouldn't profane your words, that you have to keep your words. The Sitzei Chacham says by Bolak, he says, "Vatera as ha'osin es malach Hashem nitzah b'derech v'char bo shlufa b'yodei." So Rashi over there says, why does it have to tell us that Bilam was killed by the sword? We know that Bilam at the end was killed by the sword. Why was Bilam killed by the sword? He says, "Shlufa b'yodei." He says, "Is shaloi peh." Shaloi meaning his. Klal Yisrael was the mouth. Bilam came and tried to curse Klal Yisrael. So the taina on him was that he had shlufa b'chare. He was the only one that was killed with the sword. It was only him. Why? Shaloi peh. Because Klal Yisrael have the koyach peh, and it's not yours. Stay away from it. And the connection between the nedarim and the midyon, the koyim nikmas, to go back at midyon, me'es ha-midyonim, that we have to destroy midyon, is that we have to take this koyach peh and realize that when we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, with our peh, the tremendous koyaches that we have, we should know is that that's what won the melchama. Against everyone else except for Bilam, it was the koyach peh. You use the sword, but it's the koyach peh. That is the tremendous koyach of Klal Yisrael, and that's something that we always have to remember. Have a good Shabbos. Tomorrow night I'm giving a chumash here at 10 o'clock. It will not be on the same material as I said on Monday night or tonight, so you're all welcome to come. Have a good night.